This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Walking corpses, unholy living dead.
On corruption, it's Alex.
They'd like to lock us up.
To you live from the
put us in their pretty pins. War. I don't want to be in your British hell. It's no mystery.
Ain't no mystery.
They call us walking corpses.
They call us walking corpses.
Unholy living dead. They like to lock us up. Put us in their pretty pins.
All right, let me stop singing music here. We now know what I'm doing. I'm driving on the highway.
Yo, living hell.
All right, let's get serious.
Why I'm in misery.
A lot of soul there. A lot of power. We got Gavin McGinnis, always informative, joining us. We've got Michael Malice, who's the expert on North Korea, has been there, written a best-selling book on it. John Rappaport, host of the fourth hour. Obviously, we got the North Korea news. We've got a lot of other, it's just hundreds of articles. It's all totally insane. By design, and we're having one of my more esoteric broadcasts today, because this little beaver was on Coast to Coast AM last night, and I listened to the last couple hours after I was on, and I laid there and rolled around for an hour and a half, and it's 5 a.m., I went down and cooked some eggs, and then I came to work, and I've been here, and then I felt kind of good, and then I crashed right before the show. That's kind of good, because people say the best broadcast I do is when I am punch drunk. So I am on 30 minutes sleep. So people are going to have to put up with that. So that is just a little heads up. This is not a new talk show host. This is not a new person here hosting the transmission. This is the Tired Alex, which comes around here and there, usually because of Coast to Coast. I've been on Coast to Coast in a year, not because of George Norrie. You make a conspiracy. Why are you on George Norrie? I just had a lot of stuff come up. I couldn't go on the few times you wanted me on, but it was great to be on. What a huge show. George Norrie is such a sweetheart. And I covered a lot of controversial stuff. You know, George was asking me, why did Trump come on your show? And I went ahead and told him. And, you know, I've kind of said all this stuff on air. It's just when you're saying it, it sounds wild, but it's true. Like, the whole globalist operation's against us. They're trying to shut us down. They're coming after us. And the world's waking up, and our listeners are the tip of the spear. And this is all happening. This is all really happening. This is real. This isn't a simulation. Notice MTV and CNN, all these failed VR fake news culture poison operations, Time Warner, Super Deluxe, they're telling you, oh, it's all VR. None of this is real. So just don't care about anything. Just don't care. Just stand down. Just put the handcuffs on and get in the white ice cream truck. And then once you're in the ice cream truck, they tell you, I'm going to torture you and rape you for about 2 months. And I'm going to suck your soul out when you beg for your mommy. And then when I'm done, I'm going to bury you in the backyard. And metaphysically, that's what BuzzFeed and Time Magazine and Newsweek, they're all easy. Why are they so evil? Because they committed to evil. They committed to being rat bastards. They committed to being traitors, Judas Iscariots. And so they accelerated. It's like, things don't just sit in stasis in the universe. There's no vacuum. It's you go good, you go bad. You go high, you go low. And you see, I've looked into the enemy. And I don't think anybody wants to go there. But hey, a lot of you have to see for yourselves.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with a clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, he was the founder of Vice, syndicated radio and TV host. Gavin McGinnis is with us. And, you know, I love getting him on once a month. We really appreciate him coming on. He's a busy guy. And I was talking to him, to my producer in the break, and I was like, what do you want to get into today? Because I don't even pre-talk to him. I know he's always interesting. But remember when he said, globalism, we're being conquered by it. It's taking over this corporate technocracy, in their own words, these billionaires that are tax-exempt fake liberals, ending our free speech. The Google memos, all of this, are we going to put up with this? And you know, that's the thing. Nietzsche said a lot of things. He said, stare into the abyss, be careful you don't become the abyss. It's kind of like, we know they're doing all this, and so we kind of just become comfortable with it. Like, oh, okay, well, they're starting forced inoculations, or, okay, they're, you know, big companies are tax exempt, but they lobby for me to have higher taxes because they get corporate welfare. It's like, we need to stop putting up with it. And there's one guy in government who fired all the lobbyists, boosted the stock market, got thousands of companies to come back, and they're just ignoring all that with Newsweek covers saying Trump never did anything. He's a total failure. And I mean, can you imagine, the elite are so delusional, drinking their own Kool-Aid? That's my hope, is that they are so delusional. They thought we wanted Jeb or Hillary. That's who most of the donations went to. I mean, we don't want Jeb. We don't want Hillary. Yeah, we'll take the crazy reality star that didn't, you know, out to get America. He doesn't have a hard-on to screw us. So he's got a hard-on to, you know, get the globalists off our back. So Gavin McGinnis is our guest. He's got so many shows on so many platforms, I can't even go over it all. But he's compoundmedia.com. He's also, I guess, working with The Rebel, Twitter at Gavin_McGinnis. And he joins us now. As he tries to represent men, not we're against women or anybody else, just there's this idea that, like, you know, men are inherently bad. That's kind of Gavin McGinnis's main forte, but he is a Swiss Army knife of intellectual ideas. So let's front and center, my maestro.
Well, here's what I understand that politicians like Hillary, the DNC, I understand that they want to incentivize single moms and they want to shatter the black family so they can make more Americans dependent on them. I understand that Soros wants to...
By the way, Margaret Sanger said that. They did that. LBJ adopted it. It's all public. I mean, yeah, that's why she's the hero on the cover of Time magazine. Sorry, go ahead. Black families, as you know, in the 40s, had less illegitimacy than whites.
Right. When I see... you know, a junkie on the street pull a gun, I go, I know what's going on here. You want to rob me because you want money for heroin. That's clear. Soros, it's clear. I understand their motive. But what I'm obsessed with these days is how eager the populace is to assist these people, how eager they are to jump in bed with these people where they have no real gains.
Exactly. If you're Roman soldiers taking over a town in Brittany and burning it, you get to rape the women, you get the gold. They're not even getting anything. They're screwing their own future, but it's VR. It's imaginary.
Exactly. They're jumping next to the Roman soldiers and marching with them, saying, "Let's rape and pillage my town." And you go, "Well, that was easy." I mean, these people were thought policing ourselves. So the Gestapo, the Secret Service, they don't even have to show up for work to thought police because we'll do it. Like this Google memo thing. That he was fired not just by the CEO, but by his peers, by other people.
And let's talk about that. CNN, I've got the clips coming up. They then misrepresented and said he believes women shouldn't be able to wear shoes to come out of the house. Didn't say any of that.
No, Forbes called it an anti-woman screed. You had a Salon saying it confirms your worst fears. And they've just taken this fake narrative that he said women don't belong in the workforce, and they've exaggerated it. And I don't think any of the media has even read it. It's only 3,000 words.
And he's just saying, hey, I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I need good people. There's more guys in the pool, and on average there's more engineers. We need to hire men or women. I don't care. It's just there's more men in the pool. Again... I mean, it's like when I hire people. Are they good? Do they do a good job? I don't care what's between their legs.
Right. And he was also saying he saw the future, and he saw that he was about to get penalized for being male, which is illegal. And he was saying, hey, company, I want us all to work together. Women are a huge asset to the workforce. Sexism is bad. Equality is good. However, do we really need to demand every single aspect, every single floor, every single cubicle of this building is 50% male, 50% female? Do they really need to all, do the coders, which is a very rare skill, do the coders all have to be 50% female?
Because that's forcing women into a role. It's slavery. It's forcing them into the Foxconn factory in China. That's really what it is.
Let's get George Costanza into the NBA. Let's get some short, fat Jewish guys playing NBA.
I was about to say, I was an okay football player, but by the time I was a sophomore and they put me on varsity in a 5A team in Dallas, and huge black guys and white guys were running me over, I said, I quit. I have broken ribs. They're like, well, you did some good tackles and stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm done. And again, it wasn't like I was mad that most of the guys running over me were black. It was just that's the way it was.
Well, that's communism, right? And the affirmative action in schools, too, forcing blacks to be at Harvard and giving them bonus scores and then penalizing Asians' test scores.
Big loss. Did you see the story where the NN guy posed as a black guy and he got into medical school?
Yeah, Mindy Kaling's brother. He's the one who did that comedian from The Office. He did it, and it worked.
Because they're being discriminatory against Indians. Indians, on average, let's admit it, are super smart, hardworking. It's like brainiacs. They're like, gosh, we've got nothing but Indians here in our medical school. Well, that's who's passing the scores and doing it. You know, it's not their fault.
The NBA is black. Sorry. The MLB is Hispanic. Sorry. That's just the
way. And the super mathematicians are Indian and Russian and German and Japanese.
Why do you want to change that? I don't understand this compulsion. And it ends up putting people in places where they're unhappy. Like, you make a woman be a coder, or you make a woman be violent. I mean, Antifa keeps putting these women on the front lines because they brainwash them.
Oh, yeah, when I couldn't get in to see Trump speak, like all these, on January 20th this year, it was always women up front. And quite frankly, they would hit me and push me, so I went ahead and just ran them over.
Yes. Well, we're going to we're doing a big free speech rally in Boston in a couple weeks, August 19th. And I know that the protesters, the most violent ones, are going to be the women on the front lines because they think they're Charlize Theron and they think they can drop kick.
And they're
going
to try to hit you in the head with a bike lock.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. And these women end up getting beat up. I see it everywhere. I remember we just finished a movie, and there's all these female PAs, and you're watching them lift these big sandbags and these big 100-pound boxes, and you go...
Oh, I had this. I had, like, because they were, you're right, it's on video, frontline women ramming and hitting me with big guys behind them. So I went ahead and just knocked them over, and I had a bunch of big guys with me, and they're like, I'm a woman. I'm like, you just hit me. What the hell do you think's going on here, lady? You're in a man's world now. I'm going to run you over to go see the president.
And it's the impetus behind all this feminism, making women into men, is making women to shatter the family and making women more dependent, more they pay more taxes. Let's get them slaves into cubicles like everyone else, and they can all vote Democrat.
And by the way, that's in all the eugenics memos. They said that.
And I understand that motive. I understand what evil minds do. I just don't understand why we are so eager to accept it. Why? I mean, remember at the Women's March, there was that man who put on a hijab? Like, he just couldn't wait to fuck himself. And you think, well, how did we get so eager for self-annihilation?
We ought to pull that up. What do you search? Like, man puts on a hijab. And how is Saussure now the leader of women and Newsweek and USA says, wear a hijab, be a Muslim. That's the greatest form of women's empowerment. It's like they're looking for Western men doing something to women, and then they're just worshiping Islam.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because there was a video recently by AJ Plus called... The face of domestic terrorism in America is white. And it was all about how Nazis are going to kill you in your sleep, and everyone's Timothy McVeigh, and there's no such thing as Muslim terrorism. It's a tiny fraction. It's not really a thing. Pulse nightclub wasn't a thing. San Bernardino wasn't a thing. 9/11 never happened. And AJ Plus is Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is owned by some family, that you know, some billionaire family. They own basically every painting in the world. I forget what they're called, but they're over there in Qatar. And you think all these Arab sheikhs have to do is throw a little bit of money at the left coast and say, go make some bullshit propaganda and make sure everyone believes it. And they go, okay. And we have all these.
Well, remember CNN when it came out, they were getting $500,000. This is pay to play.
I can't figure out, is it because they don't have fathers? Is it because we're the first generation of divorce, and now we have all these guys who've never had a dad around, so they have no...
And so all the weird feminist women don't want a man, so they want a woman, but that doesn't make them happy. I don't care what they're into, whatever. And then they're mad, and so their daddy now is a Muslim sheikh. It's like, oh, I don't like Western men. Put a burqa on me and cut my genitals off. I love you.
We talked to this guy, Angry Foreigner. He's got a YouTube channel, and he's in Sweden. And he said what's going on there is so sick and depraved that the Swedish feminists have castrated their men. So all their men are little eunuch beta boys, and these women go, I kind of overdid it. I want a real man. So they're taking in refugee boys who are 19, 20, 25, but they pretend they're 14, and then they're having sex with these refugees, these fat, frumpy, Swedish feminist hippies. So they've created this depraved jalopy of culture by getting rid of something and then trying to replace it. It's like if you fixed your car with duct tape. It's not going to last.
Now, I want to ask you, we're going to break here in a moment, but separately, I'm seeing leftist media criticizing Trump like he caused North Korea. He didn't give him the nukes. He didn't give him the missiles like the Clintons did. It's Kim Jong-un toddling around, couldn't wipe his own butt, but he's like, you know, this world ruler threatening to nuke everybody. And then the media, CNN's like, could Congress stop Trump from bombing North Korea? So now it's Trump's fault. Like Trump gave birth to Kim Jong-un.
You know, the left is so in the same way they were so blindly in the tank for Obama, they are so blindly out of the tank for Trump. And he can do absolutely no right. Did you know, like, I live in New York City. I talk to these people every day. Did you know they're still convinced that he's going to be out within the next few months?
Just like he wasn't going to win the election. Let's talk about the fake polls, the hoaxing, where the Trump derangement syndrome goes, the mental illness, the PTSD. What's the next level? Is there any point where they ever come back to reality except jobs and stock market?
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Out the window.
McGinnis is our guest. Infowars.com is our website. He's going to be with us until about 40 after. Then I'm going to get into the latest George Soros attacks on our operation. That, I mean, I don't try to put a positive face on this just to do it. I don't do fake stuff when, oh, we've had a victory, and then I act like we've had a victory. I mean, I only chortle and run around gleefully when it's a real victory. You know, like, I don't go to the sex shop and buy blow-up dolls either. You know, I have a real wife, I have real kids, you know, I'm into real things. And BuzzFeed, the same folks that put out the fake pee-pee dossier, wrote this huge hit piece, and, I mean, it brought an incredible revenue since it came out yesterday. I should pay Charlie Wurzel to write these things. I mean, it's like they don't understand. They're so hated. And they're so mentally ill, in my view, that it's coming up after hard to get, McGinnis. I'm sorry. I'll get to it later. It's just it's like a 15-page article, and it goes, well, yes, there's nothing. It is California standards. There's no heavy metals. It's incredibly clean, and it's all standardized, and it's a blah, blah, blah. But there's $5 zinc in it, and the product's $30 because there's like 7 ingredients. Yeah, there's $5 of zinc in it. Exactly. But they go, look, it's $30, but the zinc is $5. But there's a bunch of other ingredients, ding dong, and they know that. I mean, can you imagine? I just got to say, the truth is so big, so deep, so luscious that I just am in love with it, and I can't even describe how juicy it is. And then I couldn't imagine a little creeping, like weasel creature that, like, sits there and then works for weird Nazi collaborators. You know, George Soros. I mean, what do you make of the left? Because, like you said at the break, they are, Gavin McGinnis, they are doubling down, they are tripling down, they are crazy, they believe Trump's about to be gone, they're nuts, don't they? They could kill Trump next week. We've already devastated their ass.
I really am perplexed by them. You know, I had dinner with Ann Coulter recently, and she had these two gay bloggers with her that were previously at Mike, M-I-C, it's one of those Daily Coast, Vox, BuzzFeed type things, and he sat down and he said, hey, I'm sorry I wrote that hit piece on you. And I said, what was it about again? And he goes, I don't remember. It was one of 5 things I wrote that day. Now, I understand that you don't have honor and you're not a truthful person. But why choose reporting? Why choose writing as your vocation when you have no honor? It's like me choosing football.
If I'm going to stick a dagger in you, it's going to be done with passion and hatred. Why just be a little mercenary, like, you know, making crap up?
Why bother? I don't understand. It's sort of like being a closeted gay. Like, why hide in the closet? Move to New York City, put on some red short shorts. You can dance around at the gay pride parade and party your ass off with 100 boyfriends. So the left has chosen to debate about immigration, to get involved in figures and data they know nothing about, and to ruin people's lives when there's nothing in it for them, and it's not really a natural place.
You've hit the key. They're not in a social compact. They're not in a social agreement. They're not in that. I mean, they are being defrauded, but they simulate that they're in this big victory.
Yeah, like, half of them don't have kids. And that's the right is kind of guilty of that, too. Yeah, the biggest pundits, the ones that are on TV the most, they tend to be divorced or not.
None of the EU leaders have kids. I'm not bashing you don't have kids, but something chemical happens when you really get into the species. You really click. You access your ancestors. It's magic. But you're like, I mean, oh, that's just genetic. Ignore it. No, that's when magic time starts.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain to other people. I mean, I even have trouble explaining to young men who just got married how different sex is when you're...
I got 5 times more powerful when I had my first child.
It just...
I became Darth Vader.
And you care about the future. You care about the next generation and the next generation. And you sit there in church and you feel this cohesion with all the previous generation. It sort of just connects you.
It's electrical. Because it is ancestrally, it's electrical, genetically, you know, out of mama's womb, man, it's a connection to everybody behind you. You are completing the circuit.
Look at centenarians. They discover these people that live over 100. The Venn diagram tends to show them on islands like Greece and Japan. They tend to eat a lot of fresh fish. But one thing that really connects them is they're around their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. And they've actually noticed not only does it prevent autism, but there's been cases where autism and dementia are creeping in. Then these people move in with their grandchildren or near their grandchildren, and all of a sudden it starts going away.
Because it's a fulcrum. It's meant to happen. It's magic. It's religious. It is the species. Absolutely. And then it's psychic. The information is being transferred between.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
So the big foundations went in ecclesiastically in the last 100 years as part of the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation. This is all public. They think you're done. They wrote books about it. And through their ecumenical movements took over the churches. Say what you want about the churches. You know, you get people out there yelling in your face with bad breath or whatever. It's annoying. But, you know, it's basic human culture. And Christian society is the West. Open, true freedom. But Hillary is seeing she may become a preacher. And now she says God bless and things. They understand that when we rediscover God, we're saying we don't worship government. It's like Trump said, we don't worship government. We worship God. And all you're doing is setting something up greater above you. It's those first steps. And I've never told this story, but Gavin's here, and he brought up the epigenetic studies and the things about people getting Alzheimer's because they're not around. They're designed to be transmitting the knowledge to people. And I've not told some of these stories because
it's so personal. I probably shouldn't use the meal. I have a heyday with it, but everybody's experience is real. My dad's dad was amazing. He was like, looked like John Wayne or something. More than John Wayne. He was like black hair, big blue eyes, and he was like, you know, American, but in part Comanche Indian, the whole nine yards. It was just like, it looked like the movie star I've never seen. It's like, I'd go when I was a little kid with him, and just women would just turn. And he was so good looking, and he died super young. He died before he was 60. And I was there when he died when I was 6 years old. And he died a few minutes after they took me out of the room, and he grabbed my hand, and he was a leader in the community, and he said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be with you. And it was like a Vulcan mind meld. He said, I'm giving you this knowledge. And I didn't know what that meant. But when, like a couple days later, when I was at his funeral and there was the coffin there, I knew he wasn't gone. And it wasn't like some imaginary friend or something. It was then I was having his memories. He was there. It was like a psychic expression. And when you look at them attacking men and women in our relationships and our grandparents and our family, it's satanic. There is this connection to humans that is magic. And that's the real culture, Gavin, and they're attacking that. So you started getting to that, but talk about that.
Well, you know, the way I explain it to atheists is just think of it as nature. You know, Audrey Hepburn, she was slim, the Breakfast at Tiffany's chick. She was a skinny little gal because her family grew up in World War II, and they were so poor, cut off from the world. They were eating tulips to live. And her body remembered that. And when she had kids, their body, their DNA still retained that memory. And so all the kids became obese because their body wasn't used to having food. And it was so excited. It thought, oh, we're not going to eat tomorrow. If we got food today, let's hold on to this. We have cell memory. There's been crazy stories about people talking about organ transplants where they seem to have conjured up different memories. So it's not absurd to recognize that from one generation to another, there's all kinds of cognitive inheritance. And you can call it as spiritual as you want. You can make it as clinical as you want too. But the fact is, we're all connected in this lineage that goes back. We survived the plague. We survived World War I, World War II, the Civil War. 620,000 men died to get you here. And then you go, I'm not doing it. I'm cutting it off. And then there's this.
And then the globalists attack humanity and say we're ugly and say we're bad. It's so sick. Everyone. It's not like we're giving out trophies for participation. That's in like, don't succeed in the real world, be a failure. No, just being part of survivors is an incredible accomplishment. Just the genetic victory we all have of being here together, it's such a communal, we are all those people before us. It's magic. It's so wonderful.
That's what I get out of church. It's just such an honor to be there, and I'm just so grateful. And you look at Native Indian ceremonies, and most of them seem to be about giving thanks, and I give thanks to the North, thanks to the East, thanks to the West. And it establishes this humanity where you feel connected. Now, the left has eschewed all that, not just Christianity, not just cohesion, but family and everything else. So just as I'm arguing that we are more, we care more because there's more skin in the game, I would argue the converse is also true. When these people have separated themselves from society, there's some vindictiveness there where they want to burn it down. And this is true of even Catholics, like DePaul University wouldn't let me do a talk there because I'm too violent. Yet they had Razmea O'Day, who blew up two Israelis. They had her do a fundraiser on DePaul's campus, the biggest Catholic school.
Exactly, because people attack you, you can't speak. But people that blow people up, they can.
Because it's about sabotage. And the Catholic Church is starting to pick it up from the left. And it's all about how we're evil. We need to be replaced. Let's create a vacuum and let something far worse come in and obliterate us. Well, I'm not handling that. I'm not taking that sitting down. The truth is the West is the best. We're the freest culture in the universe. Nowhere do gays, minorities, religions have more freedom. So you can hammer at me all you want, but I'm not getting off of this throne. The patriarchy's here to stay.
Well, I know, and it's good to say that because they try to make it shameful, so it's good to say it. But It's just the human existence, the human program that has its own faults and its own manifestations and problems, but the core of it is under attack. And once you realize that, I'm not afraid to be demonized. I'm not afraid to be attacked. I'm not afraid to be killed. And it's not like I'm some hero. I am gasping for air. I'm not worried about me because I'm selfish. I'm connected to my ancestors in the future. It's not like I'm being some hero ready to do this. I want us to succeed. I am pro-human.
Well, you know, they talk about killing us, and they often say fighting. I get all these emails, I challenge you to a fight in this gym and that gym, and you think, you can beat me up, you can kill me, but these ideas are irrefutable, and they're invincible. And eventually, the rest of the world is going to clue in here that sabotage doesn't work, and we need to take pride in the fact that we created the closest thing to perfection the world's ever seen.
You know, it's true that Western civilization is pro-human, pro-woman, pro-man, pro-child, pro-true progression. And they call themselves progressives. And they are really a cult of losers that want to run everything. It's like lesbians. Okay, you like women. So do I. I don't care that you like women. It's that you then want to run things and take my guns and tell me I'm bad. I'm just sitting here going, what? I'm not bad. I'm not out. I'm sick of hearing how I'm out to get people. Believe me, if I was out to get people, people would have a problem. I'm not evil. I'm not an evil person. And I'm sick of being told I'm evil all day. Because I'm white and because I'm a man. And it's not that I hate the other groups. It's a bunch of corporate groups manipulating all this to make us fight with each other when we all want the same thing, a future and prosperity and free ideas and culture, and we want to love each other. And then we've got all these weird cult members in the middle of it saying they're going to tell us how to talk and what to do, and I'm just sick of them, Gavin.
There's two groups in politics. There's two groups in America. There's two groups in the world. There's people who want to be left alone and people who won't leave them the fuck alone. And, you know, you're talking about lesbians. They had that couple in upstate New York who they demanded they got married at this one Christian house, and the Christian said no, and they were fined $13,000. $3,000 went to the lesbian couple. $10,000 went to the government. And that should tell you everything you need to know. You know, my friend Jovi Val was just bottled in the face here in New York for wearing a MAGA hat. And when he was in the ambulance going to the hospital where they had to stitch up his face, he had to have plastic surgery. A pro-MAGA doctor did it for free, by the way. And in the ambulance, the ER says to Jovi, as he's bleeding, he says, America was never great. And you go, no, America was never perfect. But you pick any point in history where you think it wasn't great, compare it to the rest of the world, and you realize, oh, it was still the most just, the most equitable, and the most free. So America keeps getting greater.
And it's not about elitism. I'm sick of hearing, when I know the history, when England banned slavery, except in Muslim areas, and we did it all. It's ignorance. It's like they act like if you want to have low taxes, you're a Nazi, when we're the ones that kicked the Nazis' ass. I mean, I'm not a Nazi. I'm sick of this.
It's frustrating, especially because if you care about, say, black people, you don't want the family shattered with welfare. If you care about Indians, you don't want them castrated with these homes that they don't own, but they're forced to live in. If you care about women, you don't want them dragged into the cubicle to slave away running some other man's errands all day. You want them to have the right to breed, to have a family.
Absolutely. Gavin, you know, tell us, because I know we were talking a few weeks ago, I've had a lot of family stuff and things going on, so we didn't get all that done, but you are one of the most talented, smartest people out there, and I just love all the great work you've done. Everything you've, you know, touched has been successful, and so I know you've been doing a lot of things, a lot of big stuff behind the scenes going on. What can you say about where people find you, what you're doing? Because I would plug it. I just don't know exactly where you're at or what you're doing right now, because you're involved in so many. There's the new Fox News coming out we can't talk about, and there's a lot of other stuff going on. So what can you tell us, because I don't want to get it wrong.
A big announcement's coming up at the end of the month. But here's the big picture. I'm a freak. Okay, I'm a weirdo. I say totally offensive things that go against the mainstream. I was criticizing Obama for 8 years. And because I bust my ass, I still keep making money. I got kicked out of comedy. I got kicked out of, you know, the creative arts. and I get sequestered over here into this corner. We make it lucrative. I start making money. That's what's so wonderful about America. You could almost throw a dart at a career board, and it could say, refurbishing 1950s cars, or being the announcer when they buy those.
Exactly. America is about choice. It's so liberal. It's the true liberalism. And then these people pose as the liberals. This is the key. When they're not, they're the authoritarian dirtbags that want, whether it's right-wing guys or leftists or lesbians just want to run women. I get them. Women are amazing. It's all like cults trying to run things, isn't it? Instead of just let it be, man. It's big. It's America. It's Marilyn Monroe, 57 Chevys.
Well, you don't. If you want to control people, you want to play God, you want to be a communist, you don't like people. You think they're vile. You think they need your help. You want the nanny stand.
They're bad for the earth.
You think they're rats. Well, screw that. We're the closest things to God in the animal world, and I'm not going to feel ashamed of that.
Well, Gavin, you're a true prophet of our age. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's it. And that's why the devil hates us, because the devil's behind us. Maybe we can come in live with Silver Stallion live at the start of the next segment, because you're the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds, the devil close behind. The devil's always close behind, pushing you to innovate and escape evil. And it's that innovation that did all this. Look what we did. I mean, this is incredible. We're amazing. And we're just getting started. And the potential is incalculable. You know, when I'm really exhausted and hadn't slept at the Coast to Coast team last night, I'm trying to talk like Batman. That's what my voice sounds like now. Sound like an 80-year-old man, don't I? I wasn't even going to cover this, but I have to, because it's illustrative of what we face. And I didn't have a celebration on air yesterday to act like I was having a celebration, just to be like the left does. Oh, Trump's going to go to jail. Trump didn't get elected. You know, all the stuff they do. They've had BuzzFeed with their PP gate and all their other fake news lower than the Washington Post, lower than CNN. I mean, lowest of the low. Creeping around, and we knew this. We've seen more than 10 companies. I am going to skip this network break some more time. Just this one today. I have sat there, and I have watched, you know, the warehouse tell me about, yeah, no, the Soros Foundation ordered this, or ABC News ordered this, or NBC ordered this. And, I mean, it's 10-plus companies. We've got a file with 10 people in it, but I know it's more than that because we missed a few, where they buy all our supplements and they send them to big labs and they test them and they don't find any impurities and they find that we're selling what we say. And so I talked to some really smart people. And they conferred with what I was concerned about, is that they're fake news people. And I'm not saying that BuzzFeed's going to do this. They just create fake PPGate stuff. But we know, obviously, we want to sell good products. Plus, we know we're a target. So we have third-party people tested. We have lawyers. We do it all. So that when the attack came, I started doing supplements myself, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. Been selling them for 20 years. We knew the attack was coming. I mean, why would we sell something bad when we're the main target? Plus, we want you to, you know, have a good product so it works well so you buy it again. Wow, that's really rocket science. So they have this guy living in Austin for like 3 months following me around. And, I mean, I feel weak as a human even looking at this guy. I mean, I don't say that. I mean, I have sorrow for the soullessness of this person. And the whole M.O., you know, formerly a big fat guy that loses his little weight and then, you know, does all this stuff. It's just so sad who they choose, who they pick, who Soros uses. It hurts me, not the lies they print, but just their failure, the weakness. It's like a dead horse in the road running over my car with its guts everywhere. It's just like, oh, my God, I feel sorry for that horse. You're hurting me, but not in the way you think.
And then you read this thing, because they know I'm locked and loaded with lawyers. Not because I want to be litigious, but we're going to be filing suit on somebody very soon, because we have to stand up against Google and all these groups and just the stuff they say. And it kind of moved himself into the column a little bit with this move. Now, I know it's all funny when you're covering my trial, but when you're being tried, when the private detectives are on you, it's a different subject. And I don't say that because you're hurting me. I say that because existentially you must experience what you've done to others. Now, this article, I was in meetings a week ago. I was in meetings 2 weeks ago, a month ago, with lawyers, because we could see this a mile away. And I said, and I got former CIA section chiefs on the phone, others, and people are so psychic, dialed in at this level, it's not even like you're, it's like you're Martians communicating, you know, telepathically, basically, being a little bit sarcastic, that'll be all the news today. And I said, what's the number one attack? And they say, they're going to poison your products. That's what it is. Because you don't just think they're going to let us sit here and fund ourselves and not attack. I mean, they got balls, man. They'll bring in 10 million military-age men in Europe to rape every woman they can find. I mean, they've got commitment because they're losers, beta males. But they've got this weird hyper-aggression thing because they are losers. A real alpha male's like, build the palaces, build the space bases. Let's go, baby. Yeah, that's good. You know, not a coward. That's not how they are. So for like a year, they got this guy crawling around like a possum crawling out of some dead cow's butt. You ever seen that? It's pretty nasty. Possums actually do that. And it was like they brought to me like five or so. I was so exhausted at five. I had to do coast to coast. I was so tired. And I read this article, and I had so much energy. And I knew when I read this article, I said, you know, August is a really low time for us to bring in money in. It's usually in the red, but other months are in the black. But I said, I think we'll make a lot of extra money to fund the operation off this. And Tim Frugier smiled at me, and he said, yes, we will. And we had the biggest day we've had in 6 months because of this. God, I love the audience. Man, you are so awesome. You are so sexy. You are so incredible. I'm guilty that I'm not even bringing you better products. My children take these products. I would not give you something that I didn't. I am so metaphysically, absolutely, 100%, I do to you what I want done to me. I'm so. They say it's God. It's not God-fearing. God-fearing is just a colloquial term. When you're in the presence of justice, you just, even if you're trying to be the best person you can, you just see how dirty you are. And when you're staring at God, all these little people like George Soros, who killed thousands of innocent Jews and other people, he's nasty and evil, but I'm not scared of him. I'm actually sad because he's already got 2 feet in hell. And I just, as the enemy comes after me, it's like, this is such a blessing. I am getting closer every minute to God. And they're all cynical. The spirit of the world cynical. Oh, yeah, you're getting close to God. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you talk to the president, too, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, God, he does. Don't, you know. It's like, this isn't a simulation. This is real. And I read this 15-page article, whatever it is, and it's like an endorsement. It's an endorsement. They say, okay, he has what he says is in the products, and there's no heavy metals. It's totally clean. Do you know how hard it is to have a California lab with lawyers that sue people all day that sell products in California? That's why they passed that prop 15 years ago, where the air has more lead in it than what you can sell. We have products so pure, we passed California standards with Governor Jerry Brown and George Soros. Oh, we had people in the lab called us. We already knew this was happening. They ran spectrometers with electron microscopes over our products. It's all in the enemy's article. And found no traces of any metals, any toxicity. and they say it in the article. Then they go, oh, but Anthroplex is a zinc product, and the zinc in it would cost $5 a bottle. He sells it for $30. They don't tell you there's four other ingredients. yeah, like $13, $14 a bottle. He sells it for $30. That's what I told people. The average industry is five times markup. Our average is 110% markup. Again, in their delusion, because we've talked to the best minds out there, without even me telling them, they all agreed sabotage of our products in fake testing is the main threat. And I literally got on my knees last week after I met with Tim Ferge, and I said, God, if you want us to be funded, it'll happen. I'm not even worried. But I said, please let them be delusional and do a real test and just what we've done with third parties and just say it's clean, because I can see them. Imagine the enemy. They're such fakes that they can't help it. Fake polls, fake everything. Imagine these firms with these globalists. Imagine them sitting in these other labs and they've got my products. They're going to come up clean. 10 companies have already done it. We've already had like 7 companies test our stuff. They've already had 10 companies order our stuff. They don't know what to do because it's so good, because we use the biggest companies out there. What are they going to do? What are they going to do when there's nothing in this? You know what they're going to do, don't you? And we've got them saying they triple tested with 3 labs our products, and there was the cleanest products ever. And what's crazy is I envisioned that a week ago. I said, they're buying it, they're testing it. We know our firms have tested it. I hope they just try to make up something because they don't want to get sued, because the real test will show how good we are. And then we'll have that test showing how good it is when they do something. I'm not saying BuzzFeed, but somebody else spikes it or does something. I mean, they might catch a FedEx package going and slip cyanide into it. I mean, these people are evil. I mean, God Almighty, they found the Arab Spring. I mean, they're committed to evil, and these are the scum of the earth. And you read this article, and it shows how delusional Satanists are, because they believe they're defeating you. And the whole thing, everyone read it before I did. They're like, this is incredible. They say, we sell what we advertise. It's clean. It's blah, blah, blah. But, oh, look. This product's a zinc product, Anthroplex, and it only has $5, and they sell it for $30 of zinc. Like you're a moron and won't read the bottle with all the other ingredients. And I knew as soon as Tim Ferge showed me that article at 5 and I read it, I said, we'll have record sales tomorrow. And just like the sun came up today, we had record sales. It's like, do you understand? It's not about the money. Good God. Money's like energy to me, just to fund our operation. The money is that our listeners and people knew that BuzzFeed was such a rotten, whore-infested, anti-human, devil-worshipping cesspool that their attack on me was an endorsement. That is one of the most, it's transcendent that I knew they would do that, and I knew it would be success. They're sharpening their knives right now for physical attack. They hate me so much because I'm wicked. Man, and I have seen all of the spectrum, and I love God, but I'm fallen, and so I know them better than they know themselves. And I am so free now. It's just incredible that their attacks are like honors. It's like Congressional Medal of Honors, and it's humbling. When the most vile, servile, weak, bug-eyed worms crawl out of hell to attack me, I am just humbled. I'm like, God, why have you honored me when you are spectacular beyond my imagination? Bunch of big guests coming up in the fourth hour, third hour. Stay with us. Okay.